Aloha and welcome to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. I am your cosmic guide and host, Charlotte Sivak, transmitting to you live from the waterfall capital of the world, which is in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Now, we are really excited to have you guys join us today for a yummy awakening magical cosmic hour where we're going to enjoy the nectar of life as we actualize heaven on earth, experiencing your vastness and expanding into the collective consciousness with all the amazing synchronicities, all the while as we dare you to be the masterpiece that you were created to be. Now, this exotic hour is also brought to you by spiritualquestjourneys.com. When you invest in spiritual travel, you always come back richer. And melissasallo.com for a healthier and happier you. So, and how can I forget? And also from myself at charlottesivak.com, where you can find out more about all the services that I offer, including soul readings, medical intuition, psychic readings, holographic journeys, Akashic records, past, present, future, energy, lives, all kinds of amazing stuff. So please visit charlottesivak.com or drop me an email to set up a time for a session. Now, we also have a couple of amazing quick announcements to let you guys know of some incredible lineups that we have coming up in the new year, which is our spiritual quest journey trip to Sedona, Arizona on February 11th to the 18th and Egypt, April 30th to May 13th. And we also have, too, this really fabulous, this is our fourth year doing this, New Year's Eve holographic journey to the Sphinx Infinity Download event. So we got some pretty amazing things coming up, and if you want to find out more about any of this information, please visit charlottesivak.com. And we thank you so much for tuning in today and joining us for this fantastic wild card lineup, multi-layered, multi-dimensional, maybe I should say trans-dimensional, Goddess Alchemy show, which we actually plan moment to moment. And we will definitely spark your creativity, infusing all of the infinite possibilities and magical awakening divine child joy. So let's all just dare to be and risk living in divine orgasmic ecstasy. Now, we also have our fabulous travel guru who is joining us as well too, Peter Panos from Spiritual Quest Journeys, who focuses on and brings a spotlight into a fabulous destination every single show. So I'm really excited to see what we're going to be talking about today. But we also have changed things up a little bit because you guys asked and we are going to deliver. So we're going to change things around a little bit today, switch it up, and we're going to throw an unexpected person in the guest seat, or the hot seat is probably what I should say. And today we're going to have a different host. We're going to actually ask PETA, who is already with us here joining and waiting to join in and just, you know, let's be all fabulous here for a second, to delve into the show and to actually host it today, because we're going to turn the tables and let her put me in the hot seat and see what comes up. So I've been doing this show now close to 3 years, and it has been just one of the most amazing experiences of my life to come in and showcase all these fantastic people from across the globe who do so much amazing, incredible work. And it's a real honor to be able to host them. But this whole brilliant idea actually was PETA's, and I'm so grateful to her for bringing it up and also to say, you know what, I need to step it up a little bit too here and let you guys know a little more about what I do as well. So it's a real honor. I want to welcome PETA Panos of Spiritual Quest Journeys .com, who will be hosting today's show. And welcome. Hello, PETA.
Hi, Charlotte. It's lovely to be here as always, and I'm particularly excited because the tables are turned a little bit. So many of your listeners have commented that they'd love to know more about you, and so I must say I'm just honored to be the one that gets to share your impressive bio with the listeners and also to ask you a couple of questions.
All right, bring it on. And let's also, too, since this is a sacred gateway today, being the, Christmas Eve, but also it being the winter solstice that just has passed in the last 3 days, we will also be sharing our Infinity Download Diamond Solstice Gateway meditation that we're going to do a little bit later on. So I'm really excited to share this with everybody today. And with that, I'm going to step out of the hosting hat and hand it over to Peter.
Thanks very much. And as I say, just an honor to be able to share your impressive bio. So born on a new moon solar eclipse and living in the waterfall capital of the world, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, Charlotte is a soul igniter, an alchemist, a conscious evolutionary intuitive guide with full sensory perception, which means she has use of all abilities, gifting her with X-ray vision, a background in spiritual energetic psychology, and a high vibrational frequency of healing, enabling her to attune to each soul's unique vibrational signature, assisting them with dissolving the dimensional veils of illusion. A daring, witty, and I can attest to that, universal adventurer embodying ancient wisdom, Charlotte triggers the divine blueprint and cosmic key codes to the sacred. The light language spans from the Egyptian, Lumerian, Atlantean, and Avalonian eras. As an international renowned transformatory... Sorry about that. Okay, let's just pause a little bit. We need to change that. As an internationally renowned transformation, and again, as an internationally renowned transformative intuitive and healer, Charlotte applies the most cutting-edge healing technologies, passionately inspires and empowers personal growth, expanding your awareness in new horizons to thrive, eliminating the magic of infinite possibilities in all multidimensional layers of your life, including heart-centered business, becoming ever more present with magnetic clarity, and thereby launching your legacy. As you know, Charlotte is producer and host of the radio show Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic on BBS Radio that you're listening to right now. She is also a media personality as an advisor and guest on numerous international TV talk shows, including Slice USA, Discovery, Sun, Animal Planet Networks, a regular on movies, radio, and print, including Elle Canada, Reuters, and Yahoo. She is the official morning show psychic on Y108 FM with Ben, Kerry, and Shauna. And if that is not enough, she was nominated for District Woman of the Year in 2007, 2008, and 2010 in health and wellness, and her varied articles appear in several magazines and newspapers. Charlotte is founder of Tea for Triumph, an awareness fundraiser, creator of the Awakening Cruises of Enlightenment, and spokesperson for the HBSPCA, a sought-after inspirational keynote speaker, frequent web summit presenter, published writer, author of the forthcoming book Soul Ignition, Divine Creation, and Soul Singer. She facilitates light body activation and diamond geometry, fun shops, interdimensional passport journeys, sacred ceremonies, private intuitive healing DNA sessions, divine mastermind intensives, red tents, women's mysteries, goddess alchemy makeovers, ascension programs, and retreats globally. Charlotte has recently joined the team at Spiritual Quest Journeys, although has been leading global sacred journeys since 2007, activating portals, exploring cities of light, facilitating expansive sacred ceremonies, retreats, and cruises. Charlotte, you have embraced your gifts in this life as few others, and it's so easy to see that you're such a dedicated light worker with a lot of honesty and an integrity and a great sense of humor. And you're also very, very down to earth, so a lot of fun to be with. So from actress to soul igniter, can you share with us how your journey began?
Oh boy, I think it probably started the day I woke up when I was born. That is such a loaded question. It's unbelievable. thank you so much for doing this and for reading it. When I hear my bio sometimes, it kind of blows me away too, because, you know, you get so into doing what you do. I'm so passionate about what I do. And because I get bored sometimes, I like to always explore different types and different types of healing modalities and just, you know, as much as I can experience and learn as much as I can from keys of the sacred. And it's just, it blows my mind. I'm like, wow, that's me. Holy cow. So it's really nice. And I just love what I do. And I kind of feel like we're definitely meant to do this, but I didn't know how to actually express it or explain it. And it wasn't until I actually reached into my 30s that I fully embraced it. But I've been speaking with animals and seeing angels and guides and fairies since I was about 4 years old. So I didn't think it was anything special because I thought that everybody did it. So it was never really something that kind of stood out as it being a gift. And then, of course, as I got into my teens, I was getting a lot of different visions and dreams that were a little bit, I don't want to quite say horrific, but were, you know, things where, you know, there were accidents or crashes or, you know, some sort of tragic events. And that's when I really started to pay attention to it. And I ended up getting into the film industry in my early 20s. And was in it right up for about 10 years. And I found it was a place I felt very comfortable in because a lot of people that were in the industry were also extremely intuitive. And through that, I met some amazing people. I was very fortunate to work on some huge Hollywood movies and really have a different experience or a different view from life. And actually, as I'm thinking of this, I was in the movie Hairspray. And I remember the first day when we were in rehearsal and I had met John Travolta, who I'd had a few scenes with. And as he came over and he shook my hand, he was very funny. He stood there and he looked at me and he said, "There's something different about you." And what really blew my mind was as he was standing there talking to me, I saw Archangel Michael standing behind him. And it was, I thought, "What? Me? What about you?" And then it hit me that I thought, "Oh my gosh, he actually played Archangel Michael in a movie."
Yes,
so it was such an amazing experience. Sorry, good job. It was such an amazing experience to see that. So, and it was amazing because when I started working, I was in this other movie with Vin Diesel, The Pacifier, and I was working with the same director and the production team and everything that was working with Hairspray. And what was so incredible about it was that they had also seen how much I had grown. So, you know, while we were in between takes, they always say, you know, hurry up and wait. I was always like doing healing sessions and all this kind of stuff in the trailers. And it was just such an amazing experience. And then it was really becoming evident that this was really my calling. And what was hilarious was that at that time, the film industry was my full-time job, and this was my hobby. And then things just really shifted and elevated where it came to the point where it was very clear that this is where I needed to be. And then the film industry became my hobby. So it's kind of funny how it shifted. And what was amazing about it, too, was that it kind of introduced me to being able to be comfortable in media and working in the media presence. And it actually filtered also to working with a couple of different TV shows where I was a consultant and was working with, you know, the producers about how to do certain, you know, spiritual or paranormal experiences for movie sake. So it was really an amazing experience. And then I started to get onto the tours with the Psychic Expos. And that's been over a decade now. And I love it. I have traveled so far and have been so honored to be invited to speak at many different venues across the globe. One of my favorite ones was going to Hawaii. That was just unbelievable. And I have met so many incredible people through this. And to be able to also not only work on healing myself, which I'm extremely committed to as well too, but embracing and learning what I can about healing myself, my shadow, my ego, my fear, so that I can translate that and bring that back to everybody that I work with. And I feel like I'm literally on the front lines where I'm going into all the different cities and we're speaking and engaging with people and doing readings and healings and meditations. And then, of course, back in 2007, I started to travel more extensively where we were taking groups to different sacred sites and doing activations and light body work. So what really blew my mind was how the doors just kept opening. And you know, that's clearly when the doors keep opening, then you're in the right place. You're actually moving forward and you're being guided. And I just let go and I just allowed things to reveal themselves as they should. And what was the beauty about it was that I lived in absolute total trust of being provided for and growing and evolving. And now I'm into my 40s and I'm just amazed at how all the learning and all of the work and everything that we've done over the years, how it's all coming together now, and how I'm just so able to give so much and still be in a space of absolute, I don't even know if the right word is alignment, just to be. And it is a great joy to be able to be in this space. And they say that once you transcend a lot of the shadow, you live in your birthright, which is joy, which is prosperity, which is abundance in all levels, radiant health, longevity. And I'm really living that. I'm really embodying all of it. And so again, other opportunities came, and just one thing led to another. We're now, I'm so blessed to do Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. We've brought on some incredible guests, and to even have that honor and that respect to be able to attract these kind of amazing guests from around the world to be on the show is such an honor. And you know, with writing and then doing the official psychic of a morning show here in my hometown, that was again another incredible experience I never expected to happen. And I don't know where else to go with that. It's just opening up, and then of course meeting you, and then coming together with working with you and your amazing company, Spiritual Quest Journeys, to further bring forth the gift and everything that I have myself learned. I've been so delving into the mystery schools and learning so much about Egyptian alchemy and, you know, Lemuria, Mu, and just bringing forth all these amazing information into our new age, as well as becoming a Divine Mother emissary and just continuing on my own growth and journey to bring it back has just been remarkable. And of course, with elevating, you always experience and elevate to new gifts, to new forms of abilities. And so it's always growing. It's always expanding. I'm just so grateful to be able to step into this vastness of ability, of knowledge, of energy, and to fully just anchor the I am presence and just to be, so that I can ignite people around me in my environment and just be, show people how easy it is to just be. It's been pretty amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. What I love is that you have embraced life in so many different ways, and you've had so many diverse experiences, and that you have just gone with the flow and allowed life to present them to you, and then take the opportunity and explore, and then also to continue to work on yourself, and as you're traveling and as you're experiencing life, to constantly evolve your own life and always looking at yourself. And I think that that's probably why you're in such demand, because you've had such a diverse life and so many different experiences, and you've been through so many challenges and in all the different industries you've been in, and having such a high profile in the media and what have you, that it allows people to be able to relate to you. You know, people always want to deal with a spiritual person that has actually experienced it. And so whilst you have this incredibly interdimensional relationship with the planet, mm-hmm. your feet are very firmly on the ground. And I think that that's what sets you apart from so many people these days, is that you are living it. You're actually walking your talk.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that that's one of...
They say becoming holy, but not holy as in hola salima, but as in being holy or whole in your light side and whole in your dark side, and just bringing it together and just being it. And you know, I gotta say, it's funny how you were saying too, like even how the doors open. I have a really cool announcement to make. I haven't gone public with this yet because I was waiting for the right opportunity, but the coolest thing that has come into my sphere, which is something I'm fully embracing right now, is actually sexual alchemy. And I was approached by a erotica magazine called In My Bed to write for them. And at first they were asking me to write horoscopes and all this kind of thing. And I said, no, this doesn't feel right to me. I want to do something that's a little bit more opening up, because I want to move this whole aspect with sex where it's gone into pornography or the dark side of sex and rape and all this kind of thing, and really try to elevate it and move it into the part about how sex is also divine and how it helps you to build your body of light, releasing the garment of flesh. And this has been one of the most amazing experiences I could have imagined. And when I wrote the first article, which was for a magazine, each individual magazine is on a specific topic, they wanted the first one to be on menage a trois. And I thought, you got to be kidding me. Mm. And I ended up writing it as the Holy Trinity. And they liked it so much that they offered me to do a column, which I've actually now called the Divine O. And it's incredible because we ended up lining up with this new magazine. And then 2 weeks ago, we ended up getting international distribution. So I thought, wow, this message is really getting out there. And that's something, too, I'm just so happy to be able to bring forth as, you know, lessons and embracing as well, too. And the last article that I just wrote, which is on sex magic, that magazine is going to be out, I believe, in February. But I was amazed at the information that had come through with that, because, of course, also writing about sexual alchemy, it opens the door for you to also not only heal those emotional wounds and experiences, but also from past, present, future lives, but also to bring forth really incredible wisdom that I was amazed existed. So it's been such an incredible journey to elevate things that I never expected I would ever have anything to do with. So that's just one of those surprises along the journey.
Absolutely. And again, to me, very indicative of who you are as a person, that an opportunity came up like that, something that you never probably would have gone looking for, and you've embraced it and allowed the process to unfold. And now in retrospect, can see that there's light work to be done there too, and that you can spread healing. So well done. I think that's awesome.
Well, thank you so much.
So one thing I really think is fantastic, and it's really an incredible gift, is that you can communicate with animals. And you must have had some amazing experiences with this particular gift. Do any spring to mind that you'd like to share?
There are so many. I wouldn't even know where to start. But the one that really comes to mind right now is when I went into a barn. And I was—I heard the horse in there. He was mumbling, and he was like, "I can't take it anymore. This is driving me crazy." And I was like, "What's wrong?" I went up to him, and he said, "He plays Pavarotti all the time. I can't handle the." And I thought, "Oh my God!" And I thought I was crazy. So I went over to the groomer and I said to him, "Look, you're going to think I'm insane, but I need to tell you this. Your horse over there is can't handle you playing Pavarotti anymore." Mm. Well, the guy fainted. Of course, what do you think he played in the barn the whole time? And when he came to, he said to me, he goes, "Well, what is he like? What does he want me to play?" And I said, "I don't know." I couldn't believe he even knew Pavarotti.
So, yes.
We went over to the horse and asked him, and he said that he wanted to hear salsa music. Well, I almost fainted myself because the name of the horse on his stall was Tango.
And oh,
it's just unbelievable. And another time I walked into this other barn and there was a beautiful Arabian horse there called Sophia. And she turned to me as I walked in and she goes, "You're the one that talks to us." And I said, "Yes." I go, "Where did you hear that from?" And she goes, "Oh, the pig told me." I was like, "What? Wow, the barn is a hotbed of gossip in here." It was just unbelievable. But yeah, I've had so many amazing animal experiences. And one of the most amazing ones was when I was called on to go to this TV show called Newlywed, Nearly Dead. And the director and producer, who has now become a friend of mine, Amy, she was just brilliant to come up with this idea. She said, you know, this is about a show where people are together and after a year they want to, you know, like kill each other. They don't want to be together anymore. So we bring in these experts to help them to heal whatever the situation is. So in this instance, we want to know what the dog has to say about the relationship.
Brilliant idea.
Brilliant. I thought, wow. They were so blown away. I told them, I said, please just take this in one take. Don't tell me anything. Let me just go in and hear what the dog has to say. They were so blown away that the dog even told me right up until the point of where they had certain operations when they were 8 years old. They were absolutely astounded. Their jaws were on the floor. And it just goes to show you how much animals know. It is just incredible. They are such amazing, amazing healers, and they teach us so much, especially with the whole activating of our hearts. And you know what they say, they think that we rescue animals, but in truth it's always them that rescue us.
Absolutely. And I think for the people listening, they're probably going to look at their pets in a slightly different way now, particularly when they're in the shower.
Yeah, no kidding. What are you looking at?
No, exactly. Don't tell the cat.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unbelievable. They know so much and they take on so much for us as well too. And they do whatever they can to heal us, and they just give us so much. So it's such a gift to be able to do that. But I find too, anybody who's a healer, and as you keep working on elevating your consciousness and expanding your awareness, those gifts come. They're also gifts with the divine feminine. So we can all do this. And this is all part of our birthright. It's just reclaiming it and re-embracing it again. Because, I mean, 5,000 years of the patriarch has been a bit rough on all of us. So now it's time to bring that energy back. Yes. And of course, too, with today being Christmas Eve and the solstice, we have this incredible meditation that we have come up with. I'm sorry, I just went back into host mode.
Well, I was just about to ask you to move on to the incredible activation that you have. So let me just hand it straight back to you.
Oh, why, thank you. Thank you very much. So getting into a comfortable position, let's get ourselves ready to ignite your souls and to work through with allowing the diamond solstice gateway to bring through the energies and saturate your soul, your spirit, your body, and your hologram. So as you take a deep, clearing breath, inhaling through the nose and exhaling, we'll just call forth the sacred space invocation. In the name I am that I am, we call forth the diamond crystalline pillars of light to anchor and surround the sacred space as a diamond star ashram of light through and around our auras, body, and hologram. As above, so below. We also call forth the planetary, spiritual, cosmic, and galactic hierarchies and celestial realms, helping to anchor the diamond geometries of light, the key codes and fire letters. We also call forth the cosmic rays through the ascension seats of Shambhala and our solar sun, Helios and Vesta, with the solar encodements of initiation and consciousness, and with the new cosmic pyramid activations of our 13 bodies of light, the chakras of light, aligning us to become one unified diamond light. And as we open up to receive the new platinum flower of light, which is the highest expression of our planetary and personal Merkaba fields, with Metatron's cube and the Siri Yantra, take a deep breath and focus upon your perineum center, helping to activate your master cells. Breathe in and feel the initiation of each cell, molecule, and atom structure as it attunes and vibrates to the diamond star consciousness, sending this vibration as a tube of platinum light grounding into the crystalline core heart center of Mother Earth, with the assistance of the divas of the earth plane, Pan, Archangel Sandalphon, connecting us into the Christ Conscious Unity Grid. In the name I am that I am, we call forth and establish connection with the universal Merkaba and field of energy, identifying with the power of love, the will of the highest God and creator of our universe. We also call forth and connect with the galactic field of energy, including the conscious fields of the interstellar, interdimensional beings of light who are assisting with the Earth evolution. We also call forth and connect with the consciousness of planet Earth and the highest expression of our planetary Merkaba, including the divine template energy encodements that are carried throughout the ascending field of energy. We also call forth the Elohim, Lords of Light, especially those responsible for the DNA-coded blueprints of the human biological and energetic structures, also calling forth those Elohim who focus upon our individual Merkaba vehicles of light. We next call forth and recognize our one group Merkaba, an ascending group conscious force field on this planetary body. We also call forth all aspects of our soul self, all soul extensions, monad of our group I Am presence to merge with us in the here and now. We also call forth the cosmic councils of light, supporting and overseeing Earth's evolution, including the Order of Melchizedek, Metatron, the Order of Michael, the Divine Mother Emissaries, and the consciousness of Earth's physical Sun, the planet Venus, and the Holy Kumaras. Bring forth the energy of the planetary spiritual hierarchy, the light and the activation of Shambhala, and the great hosts of the Ascended Masters. We also call forth the conscious fields of the planetary crystalline grid, all of the Earth's master crystals, pyramids, and the planetary etheric records with the cities of light, the ascension portals, vortexes, and activating stargates. We also call forth the legions of angels, including the seraphim, the cherubim, and the throne angels. And please take some moments now and call in your guides and teachers, everyone you personally acknowledge, and all of your guidance systems. Beloved Holy Ones, come with your divine intervening systems. Support us to make our collective quantum leap into evolutionary intelligence. And through our group intention and the vibration of sacred sound, we are entering together into the Holy of Holies, the inner sanctum, the supreme presence of our Creator. And breathing in the heart pulse of the Earth's unified field, open up to receive the wisdom, the power of will, the sacred diamond geometries of light, fire letters and key codes. And follow with these words after me. I am the Holy Trinity. I serve as the divine human, the Christ of God. Almighty I am, Almighty I am, Almighty I am. And now, feeling the highest expression of your diamond soul shining bright, we ask that you be surrounded in a divine love configuration chamber of light, infusing you with a downpouring of divine love and light with the Christ, Buddha, Melchizedek archetypes, attributes, and energies. Breathe in deeply as you feel this illuminating energy heal and seal all wounds in all directions of time, space, and parallel universes, on all multidimensional planes of existence, all cause, core, record, and effect. And take another deep, clearing breath full of divine love. All the love that you've not allowed yourself to receive in these past few weeks. Feel this energy as it elevates you in consciousness and expands you in your awareness. And as you feel this energy, as you embrace the expansion within, take another deep clearing breath, feeling the pulsation and activations of the initiations anchoring throughout your beautiful homoluminescent body, aura, and hologram, sending now all these incredible energies into the center of the Earth. See it going to all elements, kingdoms, every sentient being, all of your guides and teachers, and straight to the Godhead, letting them know that a human loves them. Now, as you feel the divine ecstatic energies returning to you within the infinity symbol, we welcome the seven orbs of golden light, full of the New Earth templates and Metatronic science, flowing down from the Godhead, anchoring into each of your 13 chakras, replacing all of your God crystals and seed packets, illuminating and spinning them as they become one unified chakra of diamond light. And now feeling your connection into this new era, the awakening of consciousness through the sacred gateway of the solstice of 2013. Anchor into your diamond consciousness and light release, releasing the old tubes of light for a new one, platinum or diamond, into the crystalline quartz center of the Earth Mother. And feeling yourself awakening with new eyes into this new age and past and through this beautiful sacred gateway. Begin to open up your eyes, wiggling your fingers and your toes, and bringing yourself back into the ever-present infinite now. And as it is so, and so it is. We are so humbled by all your presence in spending this incredibly cherished time with us today on this sacred gateway. And we also just ask to make a quick request to send all energies also to all light workers across the planet who are consciously seeking ascension at this time. We thank you, and so it is.
Charlotte, what a beautiful meditation and activation. I felt such an inflow of love. So it was so beautiful. Thank you. And so perfect for today, because I actually next want to chat to you about a new way of soul travel called the holographic journeys. And this powerful way of journeying is so ideal for people who are unable to join our tours physically, although still want to receive the benefits as if they were there. And as this is your brainchild, please tell us a little bit more about how people can activate their interdimensional passport on the upcoming journeys that you have.
Either this is a, it's a very elevated or, I want to say a new way. I don't want to say advanced way, because that would make it sound like it's, special, when it is actually a part of our birthright, and it is a part of our gifts as being all of us, as we are all ascended masters, to learn how to bilocate and to learn how to teleport, our all ascended master gifts. So coming into this space is incredible, because we started it off with doing on New Year's Eve about 4 or 5 years ago, doing a holographic journey transmission or virtual transmission to the Sphinx. And I was only sending it out through my newsletter, and the response that we received was kind of overwhelming. And I was amazed at how people were opened up to this situation and wanted to receive energy through the soul body. And of course, as we recognize identifying ourselves that we are eternal and our physical body is nothing more than a vehicle, well, this becomes a very powerful form of receiving healing, and how it translates itself into your five body vehicle and integration and embracing your higher abilities, your birthright of abilities, your birthright of passion and joy. So this idea was really coming forth when I experienced a journey myself with a dear friend of mine, Danielle Rama Hoffman, who had gone to Egypt. And she had mentioned this to me as a phenomenal idea. And I thought, oh, I got to try this. And the results were just incredible. So I gave her my picture, and then she went and did her experiences. in each temple. And I thought, you know, I would really like to do this when I do my own journeys. So it was kind of like a marriage of light into also opening up into new experiences and being introduced to a new level. And so with Danielle's blessing, I started doing it myself. And so now what I've shifted with the holographic journeys is we do it for all our meditations, New Year's Eve transmissions, and now becoming so graciously involved with you, Spiritual Quest Journeys, to also add it in as an added benefit to our traveling spaces. So wherever we go to any sacred site across the globe, we will always offer this holographic journey. So that what we do is all you need to do is send us your picture and we keep it in a sacred pouch. And then when we go to a different sacred site, so for example, as we have Egypt coming up in Sedona, each and every day we're going to have a specific invocation and activations at each of the different sacred sites and vortexes. So I would open up a vortex of light and call in the soul of the person and send them also the transmission so that they are present with us at the site, at the journey on a soul level. But this is the coolest part about it, is that it can be suspended in time so that, say, for example, because of the time zones, you're on the other side of the planet, you can actually receive your transmission when you open up your own sacred space and you basically just say, I'm ready to receive the information that has been suspended for me in time until I'm ready to receive it. And the results we've had are just incredible. I've had some brilliant testimonials come in where people told me what they were experiencing and what they felt and what they saw. And of course, it's different for everybody because it depends on what your vibrational frequency is and your atomic structure and to your resonance. So it is literally almost as if it is custom made for your frequency, what you need at that time, in that space of that moment that you receive it. And it's incredible how it shifts you. And as we started also doing it for the meditations, which we have every other week, the stories that I'm hearing from people of how they're actually feeling the energy flowing through them, through their body, their auras, and how much better they feel more expanded, more vast, more awakened, it is just mind-boggling. So it's a great alternative. If you can't make it with us to every single journey that we go to throughout the years coming forth, it's a great way to sneak into our suitcases and come with us on a traveling, incredible journey where you, on your soul level, will experience all the benefits as well.
Absolutely. And you know, that is something, it's the most common feedback I get when people read the journeys and they actually send emails saying how much they would love to attend, but there's a, you know, some reason that they can't and they're hoping to go next year or what have you. And you know, for only $88 to have access to this and to be part of it, it's just such a wonderful opportunity. And thank you so much for developing the concept. I think it adds such a great dimension to the journeying. And for those of you that are interested, if you have a look at Charlotte's tour pages on spiritualquestjourneys.com, both the Sedona and the Egypt tours have the option, or you can send me an email at peter@spiritualquestjourneys.com to book your space. And Charlotte, I just wanted to touch on your New Year's holographic journey. I had a look at some of the testimonials from last year, and I think they're so wonderful. Diane from Wales said, the energy was surreal as I saw the images and symbols and light present themselves. Drake from Australia, I felt myself transported to the pause of the Sphinx. What a loving relationship. And Elizabeth from Canada added, I was amazed at how I could feel the pulsation of the energy entering my crown and light up my soul. Thank you. And I think that it's such a beautiful extension of your light work to be able to offer this. And the two parts of it, having the release of the past year and then entering the energy of the new year. And how can people sign up for that New Year's event?
I'm so excited for it too. Thank you so much. They can check out on Facebook under my fan page, Charlotte Sivak. It shows right there. There is the event, or you can contact me at my website, charlottesivak.com, or through Spiritual Quest Journeys and .com. And it's an amazing experience. We get the whole place set up. I get the tuning forks and the singing bowls, and man, we have so much fun. And we did it last year. We had such a great group of people that came out, and the experience was just phenomenal. The energy was so palatable and so beautiful. And what I loved is how we started off the whole evening with doing the clear out session of the year, any unfinished business, any emotional wounds. We went into the Akashic Records. We did one massive cleanse before we stepped into bilocating to the Sphinx. And as the Sphinx is the holder of the divine blueprint, not just for this life, but all of our lives as we've been here, it's an incredible opportunity and an amazing way to start the year, because what it does is it opens the doors for you to where you need to go next, what your next journey is, what your next space is, what your next people you're supposed to meet, and opportunities. So it's come on out. And again, you don't have to come physically for this. For this specific one, we do it by donation for New Year's Eve. And it's like $11, $22, $33, $44, whatever you feel called to. And we need your name for this, and we call in your soul, your higher self, your Christed embodied self, your soul extensions, and your monads. So you really feel the shift. And I love hearing the feedback, because it's always incredible. So hopefully you guys will come and join us for that event next week, which will be incredible. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, I'll be there for sure. And you know, I think it's so awesome that people from all over the world can take part in the holographic journey. So, you know, not only New Year's, which is such a big event in our lives energetically, but also to wherever you're going in the world, that they can take part in it and receive the benefits from your travels, which is fantastic. So again, don't forget to check out spiritualquestjourneys.com. And remember, when you invest in spiritual travel, you always get back richer. Charlotte, thank you so much for sharing some of you today. We hear so much about your guests, and I'm sure everybody has enjoyed getting to know you a little bit better as much as I have. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. This has been really great. I'm so glad that you came up with this brilliant idea of shoving me in the hot seat. So thank you all for joining us today. We're sending you all incredible energy, love, and light for this incredible solstice gateway and Christmas, and however you celebrate for this special day. We're sending you all infinite blessings of aloha for magical days. And, you know, we can't forget the nights. Thank you.